Good evening and welcome to this week's meeting of Blues for Yous, the club where the only rule is, if it sounds like the blues, it surely is the blues. My name is Rob and I'll be your chairman for tonight's meeting. Now, we have got a really busy agenda for you, packed with some great music. For a start off, this is Dick Justice with Brown Skin Blues from Old Time Mountain Blues, Rural Classics 1927 to 1939. Justice was a West Virginian miner who made extra money on the side as a musician. Many of the musicians of this time were miners by occupation. This song was recorded in 1929.
Where did you stay last night? Won't you tell me, Mama, where did you stay last night? With your hair all tatty and your clothes ain't on you right. Look here, Mama, honey, what you have done. Look here, Mama, honey, what you have done. You done made me love you, now your man done come. Lord, I'm leaving you now to where you hold my mind. Lord, I'm leaving you now to where you hold my mind. Baby, so I've been drinking and I don't mind dying. When I met you, Mama, you had no hair at all. When I met you, Mama, you had no hair at all. Give me back the wig I bought you, let your doggone head go bald. Won't you tell me what time this train runs through your town? Won't you tell me what time this train runs through your town? I wanna laugh and talk with a long-haired tease and brown. One goes up at 8, honey, one goes down at 9. One goes up at 8, honey, one goes down at 9. I've got an hour to talk with a long-haired brown of mine.
Cephas and Wiggins were an American acoustic blues duo composed of the guitarist John Cephas and the harmonica player Phil Wiggins. They were known for playing Piedmont blues. This is Burn Your Bridges.
Thank you.
based in the Vale Club in Innerleithen, the Borders Blues Club promotes the very best of live blues music from the UK and America. Regulars and visitors are always assured of a warm welcome. Bye Bye Bird is a blues song by Sonny Boy Williamson, written with Willie Dixon. It was released in 1963 as the B-side to the single Help Me. Cake Alley is a song by Petey Wheatstraw, released in 1938 on the Decca label. Born William Bunch, he was, by the late 1920s, performing as Petey Wheatstraw in and around bars and a barber shop in East St. Louis, Illinois. Wheatstraw began recording in 1930 and was so popular that he continued to record through the Great Depression, when the number of blues records issued was drastically reduced. Although not his first instrument, Wheatstraw mostly played piano on his recordings.
There's a place in St. Louis, they call Cake Alley, you know. There's a place in St. Louis, they call Cake Alley, you know. It is a very tough place, where all the bums do love to go. Cali run from Blair Avenue on out to 15th Street. Cali run from Blair Avenue on out to 15th Street. But the good thing you can get in Cali, well, I swear it can't be beat. When you go and kick alley, you better know just what to do. When you go and kick alley, I said, you better know what to do. Because now the bum didn't kick alley. Woo, well, we'll take your money from you. I was living in Kick Alley a very short time ago. But that's why I left my sweet woman. Woo, well, then I go through down the moon. Call it Kick Alley because the cakes is very cheap. The reason they call it Kick Alley, the cakes is very cheap. Man, I'd have bummed at Kick Alley. Woo, well, I'll knock you off your feet.
Dinah Washington was known as the Queen of the Blues. She won a talent contest at the age of 15, after which she began performing in clubs. By 1941, she was performing in some of the best-known Chicago clubs. At one time, in the Garrick Club, she sang upstairs while Billie Holiday performed in the downstairs room. This is Dinah Washington with Call Me Irresponsible.
Call me unreliable. Go on and throw in undependable too. Well, do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not clever, baby, I just adore you. Go on and call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbow to pursue. Ooh, go on and call me. Yeah, irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable. But it's undeniably.
Barry Eugene White was a singer-songwriter born in Texas in 1944, a two-time Grammy Award winner known for his bass voice and romantic image. His greatest success came in the 1970s as a solo singer. This, from 1974, is one of his biggest hits, Can't Get Enough of Your Love.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
Oh, oh, baby. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh, no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel with everything in you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change. Something moving, I scream your name. Look what you got me doing, darling. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh no, baby. Girl, if I could only make you see and make you understand. Your love for me is all I need, and more than I can stand. Oh well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, girl, you're so unreal. Still, I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Cause you're blowing my mind. I get the same old feeling every time you're here. I feel a change. Something moves. I scream your name. Look what you got to do with all the.